Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're in second to last line. Is that what we're up to? Second to last line of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. That's what we're going to start from. Okay. Ashkenu Shmuel, the Talmidei Rav. Is this what we're up to? Ashkenu Shmuel, the Talmidei Rav. The students of Shmuel bumped into Rav. Shmuel himself bumped into the Talmidim of Rav. Amalahu, my Amar Rav the Mesukenet. What did Rav say regarding a sick animal? Right, that we had a whole talk yesterday about whether or not a shechita on a sick animal is a good shechita or not. Amrulei, talking about my Rav. This is what Rav, our Rebbe, said. Goeh, if the animal makes a noise, groans, right? Vihitila rei, or goes to the bathroom. Ukishkisha ba'azna, or moves its ears, harez that pirkus. That's considered pirkus, and if it's pirkus, it shows that's a sign of life, and therefore it's not a mitzukenet, and the behemoth is mutter to eat. Interesting, Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. It says, oze, oze. Either or. So you don't need all these conditions. Either or. Goe. What does the word goe mean? Soeke. It means soeke. Kimo, just like in yigeshar al belilo, which is a pasuk in Eov. Eov says over there, do I complain, Hashem? Do I complain? I'm like an ox. The only time an ox complains, in yigeshar al belilo. He only complains about his food. Otherwise, he's quiet. I'm also quiet. Rashi brings a raya from Eov. Anyway, amalahu, it's dricha leila abba. Was it necessary for Abba to say that? Who's Abba? So Rashi says, Abba's Rav. Rashi says, maybe I'm reading this Rashi wrong. Rashi says, L'Rav Havikari Le Shmuel. To Rav, Shmuel called him Abba. Right? Hachi, Shmuel, Bishum Kavo. Because of Kavo. So what's his real name? It's Mashma from Rashi. His real name was Rav. And he called him Abba as a sign of respect. Out of covet, like he's my father. What? Oh, Tosma says, no, Tosma is just the opposite. His real name was Abba. We all call him Rav. Shmuel was his good friend. He called him Abba by his real name. No one else would do that. Am I reading Rashi wrong? Right? Really, his name was Rav. And Shmuel, what? Shmuel called him Abba as a sign of respect. By the way, the Chidah has a halacha. What if someone's name is Abba? It's a real name. If someone's name is Abba, can his son call him Abba? You hear that, Kasha? So the Chidah says he can. Because it's not meaning to call him that. It means to call him father. What? I don't know. That's a rashi. Rav Korile Shmuel Hachi. Rav called him Abba. Mishum Kavod. What's his real name? His real name is Rav. Someone named his son Rav? There's a Rav. I'm only reading Rashi. Right? See, look at the second Tosafot. I don't want to spend too much time on this. Look at the second Tosafot. Pirush Mekudrash. The Shmuel Havikari Hachi L'Rav. The Lashon Kavod, that Shmuel would call Rav with the name Abba. Why? Because it's a Lashon of Kavod, even though Rav was not Shmuel's father. But it's a sign of respect, like Elisha called Eliyahu and Avi, right? That's the Mefarshim on Rashi say that's what Rashi means to say. It's okay to call your Rebbe by Abba, like my father. Uba Aruch perished, Aruch says, no, Shekach Shemo. His name was that. V'Rav, Hayikaron Asal Shem Chashivuto. Rav was a title. Kimo, v'chol dochti, ha'yikorin le Rebbe, l'Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Right, we call Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Hanasi. U'Shmuel, shayachavero, ha'yikor v'shmo. Since Shmuel was his friend, he was allowed to call him by his name. So the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos? Fascinating. The Chayim, come on. Okay, a whole long Tosfos over here. Okay. Anyway, that's just a side point. The main point is, but Shmuel says, "What? That's what Rav is teaching. He's teaching that if an animal goes to the bathroom or groans or moves its ears, that's a demonstration of pirkus. If it's pirkos, it's kosher. That's the rule for today. If it's pirkos, it's kosher. If it's a mesukenes, it's not kosher. Right? Says Shmuel, Yisrael le'abal azuzi oni? Rabbi to tell us that? That what? That if it moves its ear, it's considered pirkos? Shani Omer, I say, call she'eno dvarim shahamisa ose, anything that is not caused by death is pirkos. And therefore it's fine, it's old news. Now, my ninhu dvarim shahamisa ose, what are things that are caused by death? If they're caused by death, then that doesn't show us if it's caused by death, then it's just a mizukenet, caused by death. And therefore, that doesn't show us anything. Amar Rav Anan, so Rav Anan said, L'didim eparshali, minei demar Shmuel, I heard from Mar Shmuel, ha'isa yada kifufa, if the animal's hand, what does it mean hand? Animals don't have hands. If the animal's foreleg was bent, upashtisa, and then it's straightened out, davar shahamisa ose. That's something that is caused by death. That's a natural way for an animal to die. That's right? However, pshuta, if the leg was straight, the kifafa, and then it got bent, that's very unusual. That's dvarim she'ena misa osa. That's something that doesn't happen by death. That would show it's a pirkus, and that would be kosher. That's Torah Chaim. Unbelievable part. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way that when an animal is alive, that if an animal, its hand is, or its hand is bent, and then when it dies, it straightens out, that's normal. It doesn't show anything about Kashmir, that's normal. Why is that normal? So Torah Chaim said, it's a mussar for human beings. When you're alive, you have your hands closed. You're not trying to grab everything. When it's time to go, you open up. I can't take anything with me. I can't take it with you. Right? So open your hands are open. It's a mutter for us. Unbelievable mutter. Right? In human nature, it's built in. That when you look at the animals, you should take a wake-up call. What's going on here? At the end of the day, you can't take it with you. Your hands are open. You're giving it all away. You can't take it with you. Okay. Now, says the Gemara. That's another mutter. That's the mutter part for the day. You're not going to get a better mutter than that today. My kamash malon. So ask the Gemara, what's Shmuel's big chiddush over here anyway? Tanina, the Mishnah said that. Behema daka, if it's a behema daka, right? Shepashta yada, that its hand was open, below hechzira, and it didn't close it, psula, right? That's puzzle. Why? She'ena ela tzas nefesh. That's just death. Nothing more than that. Ha hechzira, shira. But if it would have put its hand back, that would have been fine. Why? So what does Shmuel come and tell me separately? That Tzvifas Yad is considered Pirkus. We know that already. So Gemara says, no. Imi Masnitzan, if it only had the Mishnah, Havamina, I would have thought, Dafka, the Kaifa, that it was bent, Upashta, it opened it up, the Hadar Kaifa, well. And then it bent it again, that's the sign of Pirkus. Aval Pshuta, but if it's straight, the Kafafasa, and then it bent itself when it died, low, it's not a sign of Pirkus. Kamash Malan, Shmuel came along to say, no, that is a sign of pirkus, and then the animal would be kosher as well. Okay. Yes. Right. Right. Well, we're going to get to that a little bit. I hear you. Right. We're a little bit going to get to that. Okay, I hear you. Meisve, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, Hayy Rameir Omer. Rameir said, Goeh b'shat shchita. If it was Goeh during shchita, ain't that pirkus. That's not considered pirkus. That's completely normal. Now that's obviously on Rav. Rav said that Goeh was pirkus. That's one kasha. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishmo, Afilu hitila rei, even if it went to the bathroom, b'kishkisha b'znava, and it moved its tail. Now, Rav didn't mention anything about a tail. However, Rav did mention about going to the bathroom. Rav said that is a sign of pirkus, and here ain't a pirkus. It's not a sign of pirkus. Two, question number two. So kasha goa agoa, it's a question about the groaning, and kasha rei arei, it's a kasha about going to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, goa agoa lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Why? Ha, Rav said the avikola, a great big whale. A great big whale, that's very abnormal. That's a sign of life. Ha, the amikola. When did the Mishnah say Zin? This price over here from Rav Meir? That's by a weak cry. Okay? Again, Rashi brings you a Targum that the word Ami means weak. Okay? Where it says Keha. Look at Rashi. Keha. With Keha. By the Tarah. So Rashi says, Kitagamim on Amya. Targum there says Amya. What is it? Weak. A weak cry. That's normal. That's part of life. That's part of death. When the animal dies, it's going to make a small groan. That doesn't show us anything. Rav was talking about a great whale. That's very unusual. That's part of life. Rei arei nami lo kasha. The kasha about the rei is also not a kasha. Khan, right here, Rameer was talking about bisho sethes, when the animal urine or whatever is right nearby. It's very close by. That's a sign of death. Many times the animal will go to the bathroom right when it dies. Doesn't show us anything. Khan, Rav was talking about bimas rezet, when the urine was far away. It's far away, that's a sign of life. That means it had kola, right? Far away, the rei was able to reach far away. What the shear was, I don't know. It was far away. That's a sign of koach. That's not alive. That's pirkut. The animal would be kosher. Okay. Gemara here, a little hard, Gemara. Not so bad. So let's take us to the Mishnah now. Amar of Chista. Chista makes the following statement. Pirkut she'amru, the pirkut that we're talking about, is besof shechita. Is at the end of shechita. This pirkut has to be at the end of shechita. The Gemara now is going to make up. There are three stages of Shechita. There's the beginning of Shechita, the middle of Shechita, and the end of Shechita. What? I don't know. This is a very difficult Gemara here for that very reason. So now, Rav Chisda makes a statement. The Pirkus that we're talking about is Sof Shechita. My Sof Shechita. What does Sof Shechita mean? It really means the Emser Shechita. It really means the middle of the Shechita. La Fuki Trila Shechita Delo. Not the beginning of Shechita. Says Rav Chisda, I'll prove you I'm right. I'll prove it. I'm Rav Chisda, Manah Minava. How do we know I'm right? It's none. It's a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah yesterday said, Behema Daka, if you have a Behema Daka, Shepashta Yada, it stuck out its hand below, Hichzira, and it didn't return it, Psula. That's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? Because that's a normal sign of death. Therefore, we're Choshesh. The behemoth was a mitzukenes and it's possible. Amos, now wait a minute. When did that happen? When did this happen? What happened? When did it happen? The animal went from being open to being that it was open and it didn't return its hand and make it closed fisted, closed. You know, that's the word I'm looking for. The animal didn't, retract its hand, its foreleg. When are we talking about? Elam b'sof shechita. If we're talking at the end of shechita, what? Kolhechi techi v'tezel. What? After it's dead, already should do that. After it's dead, what do you want from this animal? It's dead already. It should still recoil. We're not going to say. Eloah b'emta shechita. Obviously, it's in the middle of the shechita. So in the middle of the shechita. That's the kicker. If it does what it's supposed to do, in other words, if it demonstrates that it really has koach, that's pirkus, that's alive. And if not, that's considered a misukenet, and it's going to be possible. It's going to be tricked. I'll prove you I'm right. When do you want this to happen? After it's dead? That doesn't make any sense. It's dead already. Obviously, it's in the middle of a shechita, doesn't it? Amalei Rava, no! Lalam sof shechita. No, that's the end of shechita. Shani Omer, because I say, kol she'ena osikin b'sof shechita. If it doesn't do it at the end of shechita, b'yadua she'nimshasa netul haimena kodol lachem. It's obvious that it already is dead, and therefore it's a mitzvah and therefore it's puzzle. So ena chenam b'sof shechita. And says, Rabbi, I argue on you. And in the bottom of the daf, Rabbi's going to have his raya that he's right. Now, the Mishnah, let's go back to the Mishnah for 1 second. The Mishnah has three opinions. Okay, the Mishnah had three opinions. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? Right? I'll read the Mishnah. Hashochet emetukenet. If he's shechting a sickly animal, dying animal, Rishir ben Gamliel Omer, ad shetefarches biyad uberegel. He's the most machmir. He requires two shimonim to make it a pirkus. Yad and regel. Two shimonim. Yad's not enough, regel, I have both. Otherwise, says Rishir ben Gamliel, it's a mitzukenet. And by the way, it says of Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, we're gonna have a tumult with that soon. Next sheet was Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Daya in Zinka. It's good enough if it just splatters, the blood squirts. What? I'm sorry? Correct. Now, if I read this, I would say Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he's the most machmir. He requires two simonim. Next comes Rabbi Elazar. He requires blood squirting, which is a sign of vitality, a sign of koach. Then comes along Rav Shimon. Then Rav Shimon comes along and talks about the night. Then the Chachamim omrim ad shetifarches. O biad o beregel. I hold either one, says the Chachamim. Either one. Now, who's more mach, Rabbi Elazar or the Chachamim? Elazar, now, there's no shayla, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is the most machmir. He requires two things. Yad and regel have to move. That's very machmir. Says Rabbi Elazar, I don't require that. I require squirting blood. Says the Chachamim, ad shetifarches. Yad or regel, either one. So between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham, which one's more machmir, which one's more megal? Which one? So that's going to be a big machlokes here right now. Okay? Now, who's arguing? They're giving two different simanim. However, you'll see in a second. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Omer, Pirchus she'amru, the Pirchus that I'm talking about, the Pirchus that we're talking about, is B'tchila Shechita, the beginning of Shechita. Again, there isn't a 6-hour time lag to the beginning of Shechita and the end of Shechita. Not at all. There isn't a big time lag to Shechita. It's just a few seconds. So says Rav Nachman, I'm talking about the beginning of Shechita, and I'll prove you I'm right. The whole thing, right? Where am I up to? Rav Nachman took Bnei Amina. How do I know that? I'll prove you I'm right. Ditnan, the Mishnah said like this. Rav Shimon, right? When I just read the Mishnah, I skipped Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said like this. Hashochet v'layla, if you're shechting at night, umachar matzah kshalot, muleim dam, and in the morning you find dam on the wall. Kshera, it's kosher, shezinka. Obviously, how'd the blood get on the walls? Obviously, it's squirted, right? The Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Omer, Omer Rav Shimon, Hashochet v'layla, umachar matzah kshalot, and by the way, Ukminas Rabbi Elazar. That's exactly what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar said that that Pirchus Amin, the blood squirted. The Amar Shmuel says, Kosla Beis HaShechita Shaninu. I'm talking about the walls of the house. I'm talking about the walls of the pipe. Okay? Says Rashi, Amar Shmuel. You see the Rashi there, the Amar Shmuel? It's the last Rashi before the lines get quite wide. See it? The Amar Shmuel? Lachi Yitzchak Lebrushe. This is what Shmuel comes to explain. The Koslam Dahacha, the walls over here. Lachi Koslam of Mamish. Not the walls of the Mamish, the house. El the Koslam Beit HaShechita. Koslam Beit HaShechita. We're talking about the walls of the pipe. Why? The Havi Koslam Mamish. If it's talking about the walls of the house, l'macho hayinu yichol l'havin, because then we can tell, e hai zinaku b'tchilas shechita or b'emsa shechita. You can tell where did the blood fall on the wall. E d'havi tchilas shechita. If it was the beginning of shechita, yimati adinat l'mayla b'kotel. It'll be on top of the wall. It'll be on toward. Why? The machmas korach b'chiyot, because of the life and the strength of the animal. Shayadayin behem mazinka l'me rachok. It'll squirt very far. It'll even reach the top of the wall. If the blood was on the bottom of the wall, It happened in the middle of Shechita. Why? Shalohayim b'koach kol kach l'zonak adam l'merakho. The wall didn't have so much koach anymore to squirt so far to go high on the wall. It went low on the wall. Avol hashadam ha-shmuel. Now the shmuel comes along and says, we're not talking about that. The hani kosel lohay kosel mamish. We're not talking about the walls of the house. Ela kosel beit ha-shechita. We're talking about the walls of the pipe, beit ha-shechita. How on earth do you know when that happened? If the wall pipes are red? We have no idea when this happened. It doesn't matter. Either way. Is there blood here or not? Okay, so we assume they cut it the same way every time. So if you're standing over here, right, standing over here, you're sitting at spot X, and there's blood over there, so we can know the trajectory of the blood. So ask the guy. That you know. We just don't know. We just couldn't check the thermometer because it was dark. I knew I was standing. So you go look in the morning, look at the walls of the house, where's the blood? If it's over there, it shows a lot of color. If it's over there, it shows less color. But if it's in the walls of the pipes, what does that show? What does that show? Lahachi kamar. That's why we're going to say in a minute what we're going to say. Back to the Gemara. So, Rabbi? Iyamrit bishlamu b'tchila shechita shafir. That makes a lot of sense. To say what? To say that if the Beit HaShechita are full of dam, it's a sign of pirchus. That makes sense. If you hold Tzchila Shechita, Ela I'amrit Sof Shechita, but if you hold that Sof Shechita is the key, Lechesh Dilm B'Tzchila Shechita Tzimka. Maybe this happened only at the beginning of Shechita. And if it happened at the end of Shechita, it's not a riot of anything. Why? Because it could be a Mitzakana. Obviously it's Tzchila Shechita. That's the Gemara, maybe not. The Dilma, Shiny Zinuk the Adib. Maybe Zinuk is a greater simon than Pirkin. Remember what I said to you. The Mishnah comes along and says like this. Shimon Gamliel says Pirkus means Yad or Rego. Rabbi Eliezer says Zinka. Zinka means squirting. Chachamim hold Pirkus Yad or Rego. Says the Gemara, we're assuming that if Zinka, we're assuming that Zinka is the least strong of a seven. The least strong, right? So if Zinka if Zinka at Tchila Shechita is good enough for Pirkus, so certainly Yad is good enough for Pirkus. Certainly. Right? That makes perfect sense. If Zinka is the most makil, then if that's good enough, then for sure Pirkus is good enough. Says the Gemara, the Dilma Shinas did it to others. Maybe Zinka is a greater simon than Pirkus. Than sticking out a leg. So the Gemara says, is that possible? But none. Bebeleza Omer, Daya im Zinka. Zinka is enough. Daya im Zinka. Right? V'amar Shmuel, I'm sorry, Daya im Zinka. Right? So therefore what? According to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, if Zinka in Tzchila Shechita works, so for sure Pirkus works. So Gemara says, no, not true. Kal b'drabi Gamliel, v'adif b'drabana. Zinka's in the middle. Rabbi Gamliel is the most Nachman. So Zinka's less than him. But it's more than what the Chachamim said. The Chachamim said, O Yad, O Regel, that's the most Makel Shita. What comes next? Next is Zinka. What comes after that? Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore, if that's true, we have no Raya for Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, I'm talking about Tchila Shechita. And I'll prove you I'm right. What's my proof? My proof is, because Rabbi Lazar holds that Zinka means the squirting in the pipe. There's no way to tell that. How can he say that? Obviously, he holds Tzchila Shechita. Right? So, what kind of riot is that? Maybe that's the middle level. And therefore, after the whole Pirkus sticking out a leg is good enough, there's no riot. There's no riot here at all. Because there's more machmir than that. Well, let's said that, but the same thing applies. A kalva homer by sticking out a leg. Not true. Maybe that's the easiest one, and the middle level is Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, it's not a raya at all. Amar Ravina, so Ravina says, Amar Li, so we're going to answer and say, no, Zinka is the least important. That's the easiest one. Is that good enough for Tchilat Shechita? Because it's in the pipe, we have no idea when that happened, so we're going to have to say that the earliest stage possible, that's good enough, then for sure, Yad, O Regel is going to be good enough also, and that's the Nachman's Raya, that we're talking about Tchilat Shechita. Amar Li Sama Bar Chilkia, Sama Bar Chilkia said, Akshuba Abua Debar Abubram. The father of the son of Abubram said, who's that? That's Abubram. But Amale, Rashi, the reason we mentioned it in such a funny way is because we didn't know who the father was. The father wasn't someone special. Bamrile Achua Debar Abubram. The brother of the son of Abubram. Umidravana mi adif. What are you talking about? The Ravana is not greater, but none. Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim said, no. What did Chachamim say? Ad Shetifarches. As long as you do Pirkis, not you do, as long as it's a demonstration of Pirkis, O Biyad O Beregel. Right? That's how the Mishnah reads. The Mishnah reads like this. Rashir Megam Liel, number one. Then Rabbi Elazar says, Daya Im Zinka. Then, Rabbi Shimon says about the night, Chacham Omrim, Ad Shetifarches, O Biyad O Beregel. Until you have, what does it mean until you have? What does it mean until you have? Who are they talking to? The Chachamim. What do you mean until you have? Doesn't until you have mashma, it's a more machmer? You said zinc is good enough. I say no. Until you have, careful. Until you have sticking out a leg. Doesn't that imply that they're more machmer? Right? Ahaya, kaimu. Ilema adur gamliel. If they're piping off on Rabbi Gamliel, it should have said, Chibon is the perchism. Mibaya. It should have said, no. Once you have perchism, it's good. That's not what they said. El apshita ad Rabbi Elazar. Right? Obviously, they're talking to Rabbi Elazar. The e adif, and if Rabbi Elazar is greater, my ad. Ad doesn't make any sense. Obviously, the order is as follows. Rabbi Elazar is the most maker. Come along the Chachamim. No, Ad Shapirka. Until you have to have more than that. That's not enough. They're in the middle. Third ones are Rishir Gamliel, they have to have both. So therefore, says Nachabayit, if Rabbi Elazar holds that Pirkas means squirting dam, and Shmuel said, it doesn't mean the dam on the wall. It means the dam in the pipe. How on earth do you know that? When did that happen? Obviously, you must say it's at the beginning of the Shechita. Right? No other place to say it. And if that's good enough, and now the Chachamim come along and say, no, that's not enough. You have to have Pirkas, Iyad or Rego. Obviously, they're talking about the same case, which is Tzila Shechita, and that's the Raya, and we're talking about Tzila Shechita. Good? Now, some changed the Mishnah that it shouldn't say Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel, it changed it to say Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because we have a rule that whenever Gamliel is mentioned, whenever Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel is mentioned, we always hold like it. Because there are only three exceptions. This is not one of the three exceptions. So Rav is going to say, Halacha is not like Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel. How is that possible? Because they changed the gears. Amar, we'll see in a minute. Rava Amar, no. Kirkus Amru Besov Shechita. Rava says, no. Kirkus Besov Shechita. Amar Rava, no, I mean a lot. How do I know that? Did Tanya, because we learned in a Brisa, very long Brisa, they got to his din, they were talking about Sov Shechita. So very, 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 has this Brisa has nothing to do with anything. It's out of left field. It says, Shar, O Chesed, O Eid, Ki Voleid, right? When an animal gives birth, and to stay with his mother for 7 days. Only on the 8th day can it be brought for a carpet. So Rav is going to dash it every word of this pasuk. Kirchas she'amru b'tzav, but not the Tanya. Shar o kesev. It says shar o kesev. I saw the Baal Pei said something fascinating. He says, when does the Torah say o? And when does the Torah say vav? What could it say shar v'kesev, the 8th? Why does the Torah go out of it and say o? So the Malbim says, really, the Torah always has a vav. Unless you're going to learn wrong pshat. If you're going to learn, this is a chashash, you're going to learn wrong pshat, the Torah has to stick in an O. What's the wrong pshat you want to learn? So the Malbim says, had it said, shor v'chesev v'eiz, right? I would have made some mistake about Klayim. I could have been here about Klayim. Get out of that problem. Shar O Kesev O Eid. So why did it say three times, all three animals? O Kesev Pratla Klayim. You can't bring a carbon if it's Klayim. Yeah, you can't bring a carbon if it's mated from two different species. O Eid. What's O Eid? Pratla Nidme. I don't know what a Nidme is. A Nidme is an animal that looks like a different animal. Right? Really, the parents are sheep. And it looks like a goat. What is such a thing like that in the world? I don't know. A mutant. Ki yivaleid. When it says ki yivaleid, prat liotidofen. That excludes a cesarean. Cesarean carbonos were not brought, to be brought for carbonos. Cesarean animal. How do you know that? You walk into a store and say, I want to buy that animal. How do you know that? I don't know how they would know that. Shivat yamim. What does shivat yamim mean? Prat l'machutzutzman. It obviously can't be too young. It has to be 8 days, not 7 days. To eat chulin, it could be 1 day old. It could be 20 minutes old. That doesn't make a difference. Kabbalah, it's talking about kabbalah. Tachas imo. What do you mean tachas imo? Under its mother. Prat liyato. That excludes an animal who's an orphan. The mother's not alive. That's the other way to me. Ha yasom hei chizam. What do you mean the mother's not alive? Ile madilidite ime. That the mother gave birth. Bahadar mesa. And then the mother died. What's the matter? You can't bring that animal for a carbon? What, la'olam techei v'teitel? The mother has to live forever? That can't be sat. Right? The mother has to be alive forever? Otherwise the child's a yasim, you can't bring the child as a carbon? That doesn't make any sense. Ella, no. Demesa, what happened was, the mother died, then v'hadar yaldisei. And then, in other words, like 20 seconds before the mother gave birth, it died. Then it gave birth to the animal. Such an animal you can't bring for a carbon. Why? Because the mother was not alive when it gave birth. The animal was born a yatom. Says the Gemara, I don't need a special limud tachas imo for that. The chiyal is not so. How is that any different than cesarean section? Right? What the Gemara means to say is that puzzle that's just like a cesarean. Meaning, any time that the birth is not normal, it's a cesarean. It's unnatural, it's a cesarean. If the mother's dead, it's a cesarean. That's old news. I know that already. This must be telling me something else. What must it be telling me? Ela pshita, what it's telling me is, zeh perish lamita, zeh perish l'chayim. At the same moment that the animal is coming out, the mother's dying. Not that it's already dead. That's a cesarean issue. It's at the same moment it's happening. As the mother, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? The Eim Epishlam of the Enon. This has nothing to do with Kabbalah. This has nothing to do with Eim Epishlam of the Enon, Chiyus of the Sof, Leda. That makes sense if you need strength. At the end of Leda, Hainu Istruch Kra Lemiut. That's why I need the Pasuk Lemiute to make a Miut. El Eim Lobby, the Chiyus of the Sof, Leda, Lamalimit, Lamalim, if not to tell me, that you need chiyuv at the end of the leda, it's going to be impossible because it has a problem of cesarean. If it dies too early, it's cesarean. If it's not more natural, anything that's a problem, it's called cesarean. Except for what? If it dies at the same time. If it dies at the same time, it's a special, you can't bring it in the carpet. Why not? Because the animal's considered a yasim. Why? Because the mother died at the same moment the baby was born. Separate limud, separate meal. What do you see, says Rava? Little Rashi. Rashi will say, Mamsh 5 words. Lomeli, it's all the way at the bottom of the Amud. Before the lines are in three levels of lines in this page. It begins at the end of the first set of lines. Rashi says, Dakati Havali Yotadofen. If it dies early, it's a Yotadofen problem. Shma Mina, Kal Milsa, Deboi Barabonon Chiyusa, whenever the Rabbanon require life, Be'inan She'echiyus Bigmar Leza, it has to be at the end of the leza. So too, whenever the Rabbanan require pirchus, when does the pirchus have to be? At the end of the shechita. That's how Rava brings his raya. No, it's apples and apples. Just like the leza. The animal has to be alive at the end of the shechita. Otherwise, it's a yotzei dofen problem. So too, when I'm doing the shechting, and I want to make sure the animal has chiyus, what's the criteria? Sof Shechita. Okay? Good? very, very, like a lot. It's not apples and oranges. It's just from left field. Amar Rava Hilchata Ki Hamasnita. The Mishnah hold. We hold the following story. A behemadaka sheposhti yada, stuck out his hand below his zira, and it didn't return it. Psula, it's possible. But then the Bamamurim, when is that true? When is that true? Biyad. That's only the four legs. Avol beregel, but if it's the hind leg, bein pashta below kafafa, whether it stuck it out or didn't recoil, bein kafafa below pashta, whether it was recoiled or didn't stick out, shera, all those are kosher. Why? It's all sign of purpose, all sign of koach. But then the Bamamurim, when is that true? Bedaka. That's only true by daka. Avol begasa, but if it's a gasa, Bein biyad, bein beregel, bein pashta, lo kafa, bein kafa, lo pashta, all kosher. But oh, what about a bird? I feel low rip rate, ella gafo, even if it doesn't move just its wing. Lo kiss case, ella tenavo, and it doesn't move just its tail, hare de perkin. That's enough of life to show its perkin. That's the Gemara, my kamashmala. What's Rabbi telling us that we hold the following brisa? Everything in this brisa is in our Mishnah. Why not quote our Mishnah? Kulotinatanina. This is everything is in the Mishnah. Behema daka shepashti yada. If a behema daka stuck out his hand, below had zira, and didn't return it, sula. It's possible. Why? She'ena ela tos nefesh. That's just death. Yad in, regalo. Daka in, kasalo. Right? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Of istrichale. The reason why Rav rather quoted a brisa is because this brisa talks about birds, which the Mishnah didn't. The lo tanan, which the Mishnah didn't. So why didn't the Mishnah talk about birds? Why not? So the Kolramat says, because by birds, the definition of pirkus is so slight that the Mishnah doesn't talk about such small, insignificant detail. That's what I tell you. The question is much better than the answer, right? Other than the answer, well, the Mishnah didn't talk about chayit either, only behemoth. All right. Correct, because they're both animals. Right, I know. The question is better than the answer. And that's what I was saying before. So every time the retrieving the little appears, we hold like it. Except for three places. It's not one of the three places. We're not passing like a retrieving the meal. We pass like the chachamim. Not Rebbe Elazar either. Right? The squirting is not enough. We pass one yad or rego. One is enough. So it's not, so therefore they change the gear, so it's not retrieving the Elazar meal. Okay. What? Next Mishnah. Hashokhet. Okay, we're talking, it's a very strange case. We're talking about a Jew who shechted an animal for a goy. Okay, it's a Jew shechting an animal for a goy. So Hashokhet la'ovei kochavim, shechitato kshira. The shechit is good. Why is it good? Because you're a Jew. And you're shechting an animal. I don't want to belong to a goy. So what? Rabbi Eliezer poso. Rabbi Eliezer is not good. Why is it not good? So the reason it's not good is because Rashi explains the kibun de behema over kachavim he, since the behema belongs to a guy, even though the Jews actually do the shkita, kamahani bebashev machshev over kachavim, the stam machshavto lavon kachavim. Stam goyim, slaughter animals for the idol, even though you're just his really his shliach, and you're not, but you're his agent, and therefore since he wants it to become for avodah zarah, that's what happens. Therefore, you can't eat this animal. Okay? Amar Belazar, Afilu shachta le'echol ove kochavim, michatar kavet shala, psula. Even if the guy is going to eat only a tiny portion of it, or you're going to eat only a tiny portion of it, it's possible. Why? Shastam bachshev et ove kochavim, lavodis kochavim. Gizun. Right? So gizun. Amar of Yossi, kal v'chomer hadzvar. I'll tell you a kal v'chomer, why it should be mutter. It's controversial. It's not even accepted. Uma b'makom shemachshev poselos b'mukdashin. When you have kodshim, whose machshavos will render the animal pigle? Rabbi Yossi is assuming only the machshavos of the kohen. Right? That's a machlokes. But let's assume it's true. Only I'm the Baal. I'm dreaming of every pigle under the sun. Am I being mepagel that carbon? Says the verse, no. Why? You're not doing anything. Ein hakol holeth el achar oved. The only person we care about is the one who's doing the work, the kohen. He's giving him a father, not you. But that, again, that's my focus. So makom She'ein machsheva poselet b'chulin. So in a place where there is no pigle, no pigle by chulin, eino din shloi heyachol hakol holet el achar shochet. Shouldn't the only thing we care about is the shochet? Who's the shochet here? The shochet is a Jew. Ah, the guy has dreams of avodah zarah. For what? You're the Jew. You're, of course it's good. If by pigle the bystander can't ruin it, how can it ruin it by chulin? Okay? Again, that assumption is a machlokes. Here we go. Hani Tanoi Ishlu Der Belazer Ber Yosi. Everybody here is arguing in the shita of Belazer Ber Yosi. Titania, Amar Belazer Ber Yosi, Shamati. I heard. Look at Rashi. Unbelievable Rashi. Rashi, Shamati has one word. Mei Rabosai. I heard Mei Rabosai. I heard from my Rebbeim. Why does Rashi say that? You know why Rashi says it? Because listen who's talking. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yosi, is talking. He couldn't have been, he heard it from his father, because his father doesn't say that. His father says that, no, a bystander can't be mafagel. So I heard, who did he hear from? His father? No. Heard it from his rebbe. Unbelievable Rashi. Small little Rashi. Unbelievable. Right? So Rashi, so Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says, Shamati, I heard from my rebbe, Shambayel mafaglim, that a baal can do pigle. A bystander can't. Miu, Tanakama Savar, Tanakama holds like this. So if the bystander can do pigle, what's the shot? Ishma'in e dechashiv. If we know or we heard that the owner has some kind of designs, in other words, the owner said, "I can't wait. That you're going to shach. You're a good choking. I heard you're the expert over there in the kosher place. I want you to bring my oil to me because I want it to be the best possible. I'm fearing no expense of hiring the Jew. Then it's a pigle problem. That not a pigle problem. Then it's the animal's going to be trained." Why? Because we know what the guy's thinking. He told you. Elo lo. If not that. You know why? We don't say that. That Stam a guy always dreaming about his idol. Maybe not. Maybe he's dreaming about food. Right? Therefore, if we know, it's a problem. And if not, why are we going to jump to that conclusion? What, every time a guy checks an animal for Kavod Zara? Probably not true. And they eat also guy. They also eat meat. Even if we don't know what he's thinking, why? We do say that. We say stam goyim, stam every time they share, stam for avodah zarah. Are they going to eat also? Maybe. That's a secondary thing, right? The primary reason for avodah zarah. So it's a machlokas. Rashi of Yosef Lemeimar comes along with Yosef. Afagafta shmeine dechashiv. Even though you can know from today till tomorrow what his intentions are. I argue this whole principle. There's no such thing as a bystander ruining what you're doing. Not by kachim and not by chulin. Okay? So we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll get some interesting. Tomorrow's a nice talk about the most of the talk is going to be about the concept of it starts tomorrow. It goes into the next. Starts tomorrow? No, I'm sorry. Take it back. That's next Friday. What's today? Today's Wednesday. Okay. So tomorrow we'll talk about more of the issues of avodah zarah, and then Friday and Shabbat we'll get into being osur or something that doesn't belong to you. Okay, which is avodah zarah. We're going to get into all that. All right, have a very good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.